Not again. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. What do we make of yet another Obama appointee having a tax problem? First, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner discovered he owed money. Then Senator Tom Daschle discovered after his nomination that he owed money. And now Nancy Killefer, the president's nominee for chief performance officer, has quit because she was tardy paying about $1,000 in employment taxes for her household staff. Being the nominee for chief performance officer, she knows a failure to perform when she sees it. Yikes! Republicans are going to have to update that line about Democrats embracing taxes. But it's also a reminder that some people who reach a certain income level have options that the rest of us don't have. They seem to be able to take a pay-what-you-feel-like approach to taxes. They can legitimately wonder, does free use of a car count? If you get paid for a job but they don't send you a 1099, does that count? They pay what they think they owe, and then it's up to the IRS to try to get the rest. While for most of us, the IRS takes your money up front, and they make you try to get it back. You know what occurs to me? This stimulus is all borrowed money, but clearly there are plenty of people who could afford to pay more. Mr. Daschle just wrote a check for $140,000. I know we mustn't raise taxes on the rich, but how about just checking to see if the rich are paying what they already owe? Or just nominate more people to the cabinet. By my reckoning, if you nominated 6,300,000 people with tax problems similar to Mr. Daschle's, you'd have it paid off by March. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.